podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So Abby wrote to us with a situation and we called to say, hey, can we just put you on the air with us? Because this is so interesting. And your response was great. You were like, well, I don't want anybody to recognize my voice. And so, of course, Jeremy says, we can do something about that.
Yeah, so, I went in and jiggled some knobs and tweaked your voice.
So we are manipulating your voice, and you're okay with that, right, Abby?
Yeah, it's a bit of a sensitive issue.
So well, it is, not. And what's funny is that, well, it's not funny for you, but I mean, we found out that you have an issue about an upcoming wedding, and my first thought was, we hear this all the time, you know, you're unhappy with a bridesmaid or something like that, but it's not the bridesmaid, is it?
No, the problem is with the groom. And I'm hesitant to say it's even a problem, but it's a problem for me.
Well, what's going on?
I'm not physically attracted to him.
Oh. Kind of a biggie.
It's just, I think it's a chemistry thing where we've gotten so comfortable. I don't know. I can't be physically attracted to this man. I don't know what to do.
Look, but first of all, I'm going to tell you that I think most people have probably been where you are, and that you meet somebody who's meets so many of the things you're looking for, but you just aren't physically turned on by them.
Listen, I have to ask it. I'll be the one that asks it, Abby. Mm-hmm. How's the sweet, sweet love? I mean, is it just you're not feeling that either?
It's very robotic. And at this point, it's just kind of I mentally check out.
Probably robotic because you know. Let's put it this way, and then I'll be the one to say this. For a guy, if you're not physically attracted, everybody knows. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. With the old TP.
Right. You know, both people would know if he's not attracted. And right. I feel for you because
you're just a great actress.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how long have you been with your fiance?
Several years. Long enough for the kids to get really attached to him and for him to love the kids a whole lot.
Oh, man.
That's the dilemma. I mean, you found a guy that is so good with your kids and everything. It's like, do you just bite the bullet here and continue the rest of your life?
He's a good provider, right? And he treats you well. And
oh, yeah, all those things. It's just, you know, I feel like a liar going through with the wedding. I just don't know what the right thing to do is.
And you are down to the wire. This is kind of crazy. I mean, you're 2 weeks out.
Yeah, do we cancel the venue? Do we cancel the flowers? Do we call the whole thing off?
Well, I don't think it's a we thing. It's more of a you thing.
And you know what's in my head too, Abby, is that when you do, if you do, what you say is your reason.
Yeah.
You know, because what you'd have to lie about that.
Yeah, that's I didn't really think about what I would say to cancel the wedding.
I will say this, you know, the physical part of a relationship is a very important part.
Yeah. But she has all those other things checked off. And I guess if you do the pros and the cons, it sounds like the pros is a longer list.
And we always say on this show, you will never put a check mark in every category, no matter who you meet. There's something that's not going to be perfect.
Right, and everything else, he's perfect.
Yeah, this is a big box to check,
okay,
though. It's the rest of your life.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been tempted to find a physical connection outside of your relationship with your fiancé?
Yes, I've been tempted many times.
You know,
well, shucks.
I think I'm going to let that, I think, if you'll pardon the pun, I'm going to let that lie there, just that. And we'll ask our listeners what they think about this. I think what you're going to find is that there are a bunch of people who are in the same boat you are. But let's find out what they have to say about it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And we wish you the best, and we'll be back in touch with you, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Abby. I gotta say, you did a good job with the voice distortion. That was good.
I'm glad it worked.
Yeah.
And Abby, obviously not her real name, but her real problem. How many of our listeners are either going through this or have gone through this, that they fell in love with someone for other reasons, but they're not physically turned on or attracted to them, and they're just debating, do I marry this person, even though I know I've got like the next 40 years that I'm not going to be visually stimulated?
Right. The timing of this is just such a shame, since their wedding is already set and the RSVPs have been
what's the alternative, though? Just you pull that Band-Aid off now?
On the other hand, she says he gets a check mark in every other category.
Right.
And how long would you have to search to find all of that stuff?
Poor guy.
All right, here's our number.
Poor ugly guy.
It's not going to see it coming.
And you know, and people are different in terms of what they're attracted to. There could be somebody, her best friend might think he's the hottest guy out
there.
I'll
scoop him up.
And the phones have exploded. I think a lot of people have been down this path or have thought about it. Here's Lori. Hey, good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
What's your advice to Abby?
I say, yes, get married. Physical attraction is something that comes and goes in a marriage, and it's replaced by all kinds of like love actions and things that a man does, as simple as throwing the ball with your son in the backyard or playing a game with your little girl. And when you look over and see those things, you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, well, I want him so bad.
I know, I understand. Hold on just a second. Let's make this conversation. So I understand that attraction can come and go, but it's never been there for her.
Right. It's starting with a never.
Yeah. It's like, it's never, it's and it's been years and she's, it doesn't come and go. It doesn't ebb and flow. It just, she's not attracted to him. And you're saying that's not important.
Not the not being physically attracted. No, I think being attracted by everything else, all the other check boxes, when he, you know, when he puts his hand on the small of your back or you have a nice conversation at dinner or, you know, that he's somebody that you can count on and somebody that's committed.
He'll take you to the airport.
We got your point. Thank you very much for calling and sharing with us. Okay.
Okay.
Have a great day. I have to respectfully disagree.
Yeah, I see where she was going with that,
but
when he touches that swell of your back and you're kind of like,
it's like my brother.
It's not going to be good. It's like your brother.
We're going to talk to Kathy and then Rachel, and Emily says I definitely want to talk to Rachel.
Well, yeah, Rachel has some great advice on this.
Rachel, don't go away. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So I had to disagree with Lori. What do you think? Should she marry this guy?
Yes, I think she should still marry this guy.
Okay.
But I also have... and this sounds kind of superficial, I know, but if it's a physical attraction, is it something that he could change about himself? I mean, could he lose weight or gain weight or...
Makeover!
Right, or try something different.
Get a perm.
Far be it from a woman to try to change a man, though, Kathy.
So true.
That's actually... not a bad thought. I mean, there could be something that he could do.
Right.
Or he could just bloom into a more attractive man later.
Like Patrick Dempsey in Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, total. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep, I know it is.
Kathy, thanks for being on the show. Yeah, you have a great day, too. Here's Rachel. All right, Rachel, you're 25, and what do you know about this?
Do not do it. I married my husband. He's my absolute best friend, but we are not, I mean, I am not sexually attracted to him. We do not have sex, and it ruined every other aspect of the marriage. Even though he's an amazing guy, a great provider, and couldn't ask for more in that way, you do not marry somebody because they're a great friend. I mean, you have to have all aspects of the marriage, otherwise it will just go on to every other part and ruin everything, and there's going to be a part of you that's going to be unhappy no matter what, and it's going to extremely hurt him when it goes downhill.
You're frustrated,
well,
aren't you?
Well, I appreciate your honesty with this, and I, you know, you used, did you use the word shallow, or did I hear somebody else say that?
That was the other call.
Yeah, because, okay, lump me into that category, because I don't think it's shallow. I think physical attraction is one, it's a very important component to a relationship. I mean, we heard what Abby said. She's already been tempted several times because we are animals. We are in the animal kingdom. And part of your animal urge is to
procreate. Boom, boom.
It is. And to say, yeah, but they're a good provider and the good person. That's not worth sacrificing everything.
So, Rachel, were you in the beginning when you first met your now husband? I mean, were you attracted to him at one point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were kids. So, you know, we grew up together and he was amazing. But when it was always kind of off there. He was a comfort type thing. I mean, he was an awesome guy, but it's not going to last. And you can only push off and pretend to be happy.
Yeah. How old were you when you got married?
We were 18.
Okay, young. So
how many times on this show do I have to tell people, don't get married until you're 30?
Does he know you're not sexually attracted to him?
Yeah, it took several years to build up the confidence to tell somebody that you have to love that you can't do this anymore because I don't want to fake it anymore. Whoa. I mean, it's a huge part. If he thinks that, you know, everything is great and sexually everything is awesome and it's not, that's going to be a hard one to break.
When was the last time? I want to know. When was the last time you got your freaky deaky?
How long has it been?
Over a year, easily.
Damn.
Because you can't do it anymore.
Can I ask you the same question that Abby had to field? Are you tempted?
It has been in the past. Yeah, I mean, it ruined the marriage. The marriage is done now.
Oh, so you had boom boom with somebody else while you were married?
No.
But okay. But she was tempted, and I understand that.
Well, yeah. Mm. You look at Charlie Hunnam and I'm tempted, you know? Just,
yeah. Simmer down.
You know what? Kudos to you for having the honesty to come on the show and talk about it. And I hope everything turns around for you, Rachel. I really
do. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
We wish you the best. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I know there was going to be hate email over this. It's like, oh, how can you be so shallow? How are you? It's like,
it needs to be ingrained in your relationship. One of the sweetest things that I have seen when they were still alive is Nicole's grandparents. When we'd go visit them in Iowa, one of the cutest things I ever saw was her grandpa would still pinch grandma on the butt and still, you know, there's still that physical attraction there. And it was the sweetest thing. And you need that to carry you through all those years, I think.
I think you do, too.
Totally do.
And I'm respectfully disagreeing with people. There are people that called us and said, no, that's not important. And I respect your opinion and good for you, but I think it's too important to just cast aside and say, well, that's shallow. I don't think it is.
We've all met someone that we weren't physically attracted to that grew more beautiful in our eyes because of their actions. And in that case, you're welcome. Not. You know, in that case, the attraction is there. I mean, that's when you look at dating websites, what are you doing? You're looking at pictures of people. It's not shallow. It's just attraction.
What do they say? There's a Jack for every Jill. And, you know, if there's somebody that you're not physically attracted to, somebody else will be. Trust me, there will be. It's not like they're going to go the rest of their lives and be lonely and desolate and stuff like that. Right. There'll be somebody who's attracted to them. And there's no reason why you can't stay really good friends.
Right, exactly.
Because that's all you are right now.
Before, you know, and I've dated people who did not find me attractive. And they told me that. So.
I say Abby's got to say no to this, don't you?
Oh, golly.
And part of it, too, is the kid. Yeah, he's great with your young kids now, but you know what? Your kids are going to grow up, turn 18, and move on with their life, and then you're still with this guy.
Yeah, or they're going to turn 14, and they're not going to want to have anything to do with either one of you.
Right, exactly. So this is such a short amount of time that he's great with your kids, and you got the rest of your life to think about.
Yeah.
So
it's not too much to ask to find someone who's good with your kids.
And a freak in the bed.
And treats you well, and who at least has a spark.
Yeah.
Okay, it's smart. And a lot of times it's not even necessarily look. Sometimes it's just that pheromone stuff that we've talked about.
Oh, I love those.
The smell, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I haven't been able to explain that in the past. People who were not necessarily classic beauties, but yet I fell hard for them just because there was some sort of chemical
something
thing.
There,
yeah. Yeah. And I can't explain that.
You're in my nose. You're in my nose.
You're kinky, man.
Kinky, yeah.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.